Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Austin Watkins. Austin is a starting wide receiver for the UAB Blazers and is one of the top returning seniors in the entire country. Austin, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
To start, Austin, when we're thinking about next season, we saw your breakout year last year. What do you think you did well this past season? What have you been working on this offseason to improve your game?
I think I did well catching the ball and blocking and being a great teammate. This year, I'm trying to focus on being a better teammate and having more yak yards.
We know, fantastic year last season. What do you think allowed you to have that breakout season? We know first year redshirt at UAB and then explode onto the scene your second year. What do you think allowed you to have such a big jump in production?
The quarterback connection with me and Tyler and the O-line is great.
Austin, how would you describe your relationship with your quarterback?
We've been best friends since I got here.
Tyler, what is it about him that you think makes him so good? And like, at what point did you guys click?
We really what makes him good so good. He got a great deep shot. He a great leader, and he didn't know when to take over the game.
And Austin, was there a game last year that you played really well in that gave you a boost of confidence?
Yeah, probably Akron, the second game of the season.
Yeah, what was it about that game that was so special or allowed you to have so much success?
It was special because it was my first team.
Austin, how do you describe the football culture at UAB?
Like a family. Like everybody is one, not one better than the other. It's just like a little family.
And you guys have Coach Bill Clark. What's it like playing under your head coach?
I like it. Like, he treats me like a son. Like, he like a player coach. He like he puts me to the limit too. Like, he like don't take no excuses. He want me to be the best.
And Austin, before arriving at UAB, you spent two seasons, I believe, at Dodge City. What would you say are some of the biggest differences between JUCO and D1 football?
JUCO, you got to have a strong mind like to survive out there. Like, if you make it from the JUCO, you know what I'm saying, you're tough. But I say D1 more relaxed. You ain't searching where your next meal comes from. Like, JUCO, that's where the dogs at. And I think D1 is dogs too, but I think JUCO people more mentally tough when you talk about JUCO.
At the JUCO level, how do you think that has shaped you to be the player you are today?
A lot, because in JUCO, it's a lot of time and it gets you ready for Division I ball.
And Austin, after arriving from JUCO, was there a moment, whether it was a practice or a game, that made you realize that, wow, these are legit D1 football players?
Nah, not for real. Like, it ain't been a game that, really, they so good. Like, really, I think JUCO, when I got a JUCO, I seen, like, some NFL talent. But, well, D1 is just, I feel like D1, just like JUCO, but I think JUCO is hard.
In what ways? Besides, you mentioned that dog mentality, but in what ways was it harder?
I mean, you don't eat as well up there. It's no always to your knees. Like, you gotta be strong minded out there. You gotta ain't bend or fold out there.
And Austin, can you talk a little bit about your high school career?
I really didn't play much until like my junior year. And then I played a couple of games my junior year, played a couple of games my senior year. No offers. I don't offer I had with my JUCO offer.
We see where you are today. So, like, at what point did you start progressing? We see most guys with your level of production have a lot of offers in high school. So why do you feel it took you a little bit longer to develop as a football player?
I think in high school, I wasn't 100% focused on football. I had to take the longer route, the harder route, the, you know what I'm saying, gain focus and notice what I want.
In Austin's senior year next year, how are you going to take on a leadership role and help the underclassmen?
I'm just going to do what I've been doing, just coming to work 110% and showing them like how to work hard and how to keep your head level headed and keep balling.
At UAB, we've seen that production your second year, first year. What went into that decision to have your red shirt after the first few games?
My cousin had got killed. So Coach Clark, he told me to red shirt, just clear my mind and just focus up for next season. Like a lot of coaches wanted me to keep playing, but Coach Clark wanted me to clear my mind and come back stronger.
Austin, what was it like, 10 catches, 159 yards against Appalachian State? What was that experience like, and how are you using that performance last year to boost your confidence for this coming season?
Yeah, it definitely boosted my confidence and made me want to do that every game.
Talking about confidence, how important is that as a wide receiver?
Oh, confidence, that's everything. Like, if you ain't got confidence, you ain't going to make the play. You might make one or two left play, but if you got confidence, you're going to make the play. I think confidence comes from practice. You got to practice like the game every day. So once you start practicing like the game will come easy. You're going to have confidence just off practice.
And Austin, when you think about the future and potential of this UAB football team, there's a lot of talented players. If you had to pick one sophomore or junior who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you as someone who should be on draft radars pretty soon, who would you choose?
I'll say Flip Rudolph. He's a younger receiver, but I'll say he registered last year, but his name is Mario Rudolph, but I think he's going to be next year. I think he'll get a lot of playing time and showing his abilities.
Thinking about this UAB team, what do you feel you guys have to do to win Conference USA?
Just be us. Coach Clark put in our mind that we winners. We got that championship mindset. So just be us. That's what we is. That's what we do. We win games. So just be us.
And Austin, when you're playing on the road, you got to deal with home fans from the other team. How do you kind of how do you avoid them, and how do you like block out the noise?
I mean, it really ain't no thing for us. Like, I mean, Appalachian State had a lot of fans, and Southern Miss, UTSA, all of them have fans. You just got to go in the environment and stick with your team and just believe in your team and believe in the next person next to you going to make a play and just go in there and do your best.
And last season, was there a cornerback that you felt was the best that you faced off against?
I feel like I faced the best corner every day in our conference. Today are Marshall, so that's the best I don't think.
Austin, do you have a favorite memory so far from your collegiate career?
South Alabama game. I feel like just the energy that the whole team had, like we was winning. Like South Alabama said they was gonna win. They kept FaceTiming us during the week. I feel like that was a good feeling. Like it was a good feeling.
If you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be, Austin?
Probably Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas or Julio Jones.
Austin, obviously scouts and GMs will have the tape they need on you, but what type of person are they getting in Austin Watkins in the locker room and off the field?
I really don't say much. I'm probably like goofy, but I'm a leader. not a vocal, I'm a little bit of a vocal leader, but I like to show like my hard work and dedication so people can follow it. But in locker room, I'm just goofy. I laugh a lot. I don't know. That's it. That's all I do. I laugh. And I probably just work hard.
We know NFL next goal, but do you have any career aspirations afterwards?
I really want to be the best. Like every time somebody say my last name, they always think of Samuel. So I'm just trying to be the best Watkins I can be. So when they start thinking of Watkins, they'll think of my name.
And Austin, how would you describe your relationship with Sammy Watkins?
I mean, it's tight. I mean, he been showing, like, he been trying to teach me the ropes and guide me and stuff. We're real close.
As a football player, last question, Austin. Do you have a piece of advice you could give high school athletes who are trying to get to that next level?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get knocked down 100 times, just keep getting up. And, You probably don't got nobody to believe in you right now, but you feel me? Once you start reaching your goal, everybody's gonna believe in you. You gotta keep that same mindset when nobody believes in you.
That was Austin Watkins Jr. with the UAB Blazers. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.